Good morning.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas. To us a son, a child is born, for to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And with that, as we're all faithful, we shall come and sing our first hymn, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks that on this day you sent your Son into the world, that he may come to save us from our sins, to show us your love, your grace, that we may be forever thankful and live in your grace, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Christmas can be a time of indulgence and possibly overindulgence. I've written a little ode to overindulgence. Sated and sedate, I lounge in my seat, belly large from all I've had to eat. Every drop of gravy and tiny crumb, and now my chair is too small for my bum. There's nothing left, now that I'm cursed, but to find a quiet corner and burst. Now we'll sing our next song. O come, Emmanuel. I got asked the other day whether Christmas was worth celebrating anymore. So I told them this story. Throw another log on the fire. Mary was a young woman with a life plan. She was engaged, saving for the wedding. Probably thinking about table arrangements and who to seat next to Uncle Zachariah. She was an ordinary, living an ordinary life in an ordinary village. Then suddenly, an angel appeared. Now, angels in the Bible don't say things like, "Hi, Mary," or "Lovely day, isn't it?" They always open with, "Do not be afraid." Which is, of course, angel speak for what I'm about to say is absolutely going to frighten you to death. So the angel says, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for God is with you. You can have a baby. He will be called Great, the Son of the Most High, and his kingdom will never end." Mary blinked hard and absolutely definitely thought, "Try explaining that to my mother." And then she asked, "How can this be?" And the angel explained, "God's Spirit will overshadow you. And not overshadow you as in your cousin has a prettier dress, but overshadow you as in God's Spirit will make this happen." Mary took a moment, probably several moments, and then she said the most courageous sentence in that entire story. "Let this be to me as you have said." Just like that. No fuss, no panic, just trust. And that's why Mary is Mary. And the rest of us would have probably needed 3 cups of tea and a lie down. Now Joseph was a good man. Steady, responsible. Probably the sort of person who kept receipts and cleaned his tools after using them. When Mary came to him with the news, Joseph didn't understand. So he decided he wouldn't embarrass her, but just walk away quietly. But before he could, an angel came to him. Not with trumpets and lights, but he had the dream mode angel. Probably because he needed his 8 hours sleep. But the angel said to him, as angels always do, "Do not be afraid, Joseph. The child is from God. Mary is telling the truth. Stay with her. Call his name Jesus, for he will save his people." When Joseph woke up, he stared at the ceiling and thought, "Well, that's that. We're going to go through with it." And he did. Around the same time, the emperor, Caesar Augustus, who lived hundreds of miles away and didn't ever consider pregnant women in any decision, declared a census. Not an online form, not a postcard in the box. No, everyone had to go to their own ancestral hometown. No exceptions. No delays for medical reasons. No saying, "But my fiance's due any minute." None of that. So Mary and Joseph packed their things and travelled from Nazareth to Bethlehem, about 90 miles, on foot. No car, no Uber, possibly no donkey. The Bible doesn't actually say. But out of kindness, we hope someone lent them one. When they arrived, Bethlehem was rammed. Every inn full, every spare room taken, every Airbnb booked. Joseph, as he went from door to door, got the same response. "We're full. No vacancies. No, not even if your wife is in labour." Finally, someone offered them a place around the back. It wasn't glamorous. It wasn't clean. And it most definitely wasn't on Trivago. It was a stable. With animals. And that smell. Let's call it rustic. But there, in that humble place, Jesus was born. Not in a hospital, not in a palace, not even in his own home, but in a stable and laid in a manger. Probably the first improvised crib. usually reserved for hay or the occasional confused goat. But meanwhile, out on the hillside, some shepherds were watching their sheep. They were chatting, trying to stay awake, thinking, which one of us chose to do the night shift? And suddenly, the sky burst into light and an angel appeared. And the shepherds, doing what most people would have done, being faced with a glowing heavenly being, they screamed. And the angel said, "Do not be afraid." Which probably didn't help, because they were already very much afraid. And then the angel said, "Today I bring you good news. The Saviour of the world has been born. He is wrapped in cloths and laid in a manger." The shepherds listened. And then, because God likes dramatic timing, the sky filled with angels. The first choir flash mob, all singing, "Glory to God in the highest." It was beautiful. It was breathtaking. And it was probably very loud. When the angels disappeared, the shepherds looked at each other. "Did you see that?" "Yes." "Was it real?" "Yes." "Should we go?" "Yes." So they ran off to Bethlehem, leaving their sheep behind, which shows you how excited they were. And they found Mary and Joseph and the baby in the manger, as the angel had said. They knelt. They worshipped. And on the way home, they told everyone about it. "The Messiah's here. We saw angels. There was a baby in a manger." People probably thought they was overtired, dehydrated, or had eaten some suspicious berries. But the shepherds didn't care. They had seen heaven burst onto earth. Mary listened to all the shepherds had said. She watched Joseph holding the baby. She looked at the animals, the manger, the stars, even the exhausted but joyful shepherds. And she kept all these things in her heart because she knew the world had changed. And now, 2,000 years later, on Christmas morning, we're still telling the story. The story of how God came to us in the most unexpected way. Not with trumpets and lights, but with a baby's cry. Not with gold or glory, but with straw and simplicity. Not to the powerful, but to the ordinary people just trying to get through the day. This is a story about how God comes to us and meets us where we are, in our mess, in our busyness, in our worries, and in our no room at the inn moments. He brings light, joy, peace, and hope. Even today, even here, even now. And that's worth celebrating. Merry Christmas, everyone. So let's sing the celebration song. Come and join the celebration. Thank you. Merry Christmas, and may the love of Christ go with you throughout today and the rest of the year. Amen.